Like the one at Table Rock Acres facility upgrade, what are they referring to?
Sure. Number 28.
That's all that is.
That one's been on, I think, since the very beginning.
They went through and put sewer in, and meanwhile, we went through and all the roads, and we paid them.
That was a stormwater issue, the reason it's on the stormwater, right?
There where the pond used to be.
Well, we have in here, they were that stormwater issue, handled in roadside swales and doesn't have any sidewalks. They had one, they had curbs, gutters, sidewalks.
Happened to you, Gavin?
No, I don't.
I mean, it's had several upgrades. I mean, for what it is, I don't know that it's going to be curb gutters.
No. That's another thing that bears on all this stuff. We have shrill voices from a lot of places, and you have to somehow or another think through that. Is the curb and gutter more important than the garbage?
No.
Well, we all agree with that. Sometimes, when you get these things going, that's how they get on here. And
makes sense.
And if you don't put them on here, people think that you're not listening to them.
Yeah. And that's one of those, I mean, we've talked about this before, but each one of these categories has a kind of a local opinion factor, more or less. I think that's what we call it. You know, at the time this is put on, it was David Miller. It was a big deal to him at the time, but you guys look at this and say it's not a big deal anymore. Some of these factors could change, and this list could adjust. So, yeah, different priorities on each day.
Well, he could have took the road and done what he wanted with it.
What about a permit project on MoDOT or something more like that? Just have MoDOT approve a permit and do it. No. That means a commitment of county funds.
We just did what, 1,500 feet on Tim Creek? Was it? Around 1,500, wasn't it?
Yep.
Now, what was the cost on that?
$25,000.
Now, V-Rock called me this morning, or yesterday morning, and told me that they're seeing guardrail prices go up by about 20-30% from about 6 months ago, FYI. So I would try to budget for that in addition.
Yeah, well, Jason probably does more with MoDOT than I do, but just the fact that for MoDOT probably adds something to that. Yeah, the process alone.
I say we try to get, you know, our boys send into them and try to get them to do it.
Well, the way
that Kane County, I don't know how familiar you are with on what we've done, like department with them on the roundabout. Down here to help improve that. We partnered with them up here at Power Site. They're at BB. There was a lot of accidents, and we helped raise the road up there that had a pretty good dip in it, a lot of fatalities. Ever since we helped raise it up, to my knowledge, there's been none. Key Highway, we helped on that intersection. Down at the bridge, Hollister, Kane County, everybody. Help get that in, the roundabout and that. I don't know how many other counties, you know, what they do if they partner with MoDOT or what these two could speak on that more than I can, but.
What I'd probably recommend to do, once you get your agreement with the county, is to go out there and take a look at it, try to come up with what footage or what improvements need to be made out there. And then, like we had that meeting with the Kirbyville, I would call Chad. Have a meeting with Chad and go, what's it going to take to get a guardrail here? You know, you tell us it takes $10 million, and we'll probably say we're not going to do that. But, get, you know, here's what it's going to roughly cost. Here's what it's going to take to make safety improvements. What's it going to take to get this? You have to write a check for the whole thing. Would you match us? What's your budget look like for this? And between Frank and Chad, probably get a pretty decent.
Oh, that's the guy. Rob would go through and off the other one. I mean, that just means that, yeah, we'll look into it all. I'll go talk to them.
But I'd have Travis look at it first, and you get a pretty good idea.
That's what I mean. We look at it and go to them and
kind of dynamic that you have to figure out, but certainly on my calendar, so I'm just, but, and as rural as it is, they may allow you, and they, you might be able to sneak it in there, but they're not going to deal about it, and they just buy some guardrail, and you guys install it, being that far off the beaten path.
Well, if I remember, I think, meeting with we had, they said, well, we could probably allow that project under maintenance, but,
yep. Yeah, but they wouldn't give us an official go. The one in Green County was right off of Highway 60 and had 50,000 cars a day watch it go together, so I'm sure that's what got everybody lit up about it. But you might be able to see it through this.
I'll see what I can do on it.
Sounds good.
I don't think I need a motion or something. You can only go ahead and have that one. Yes, review this, come up with those.
Okay. Anything else?
Move to the chairman.
Second. Motion and second. Discussion.
Where do we leave that project?
He's adding to the matrix.
Meeting.